Andrew Schneider on KNIA Cableless Radio. Macy Schrader back on again. We've had you on a lot, obviously, between wrestling and signing day and the season preview. But we're here to talk less about sports and more about you, the person. Are you ready, Macy?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Let's get to know Macy Schrader. So let's start with, we're obviously ahead of track season, but what high school sports and activities have you been a part of your 4 years here?
So all 4 years, I have participated in track and cross country. And this year, I decided late into the wrestling season that I was going to give it a go. Just give my best. I mean, I've watched my brothers wrestle, and I've always said I wanted to, so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. It's my senior season. Might as well.
And you've been on the competition line at Drake Stadium, and you've been winning state champions as a runner. What was it like face-to-face just with another girl and trying to take her down? What's that like, and how different is that than running?
It is so completely different. Like, just, it was a full body workout. Like, track is a hard workout. Running's a hard workout. But wrestling was completely different. Like, I remember after my first week of practice, my ribs were so sore just from getting taken down, landing on legs, landing on arms. It was so completely different. And when we were warming up, we did, like, weird neck stretches and weird back stretches. And it was just so different from the warm-ups that I'm used to.
Is there a track or a cross-country teammate that you think would have also made a good wrestler?
Oh, my goodness. So Coach Hale actually asked me at the end of the season who I think could be on it, on the wrestling team. I was like, oh, my goodness, most of the girls that I know are just sweet little angels. And so I honestly could not give him an answer.
Okay, so we'll leave the wrestling conversation here. We're getting to know Macy Schrader, so no answer there, but I'm sure I have some ideas, but we'll see if they go out for the team next year. In terms of your superstitions or pre-meet rituals or anything like that, do you have any superstitions, or is it like you can't step on the line before a race? Is there anything like that?
I guess I don't have a whole lot of superstitions. I mean, there's certain ways I like things, certain meals I like before the meets, and I just like to stay on more of a routine. I guess they wouldn't say superstitions. I have some weird quirks about me before the meets, but...
Well, are you willing to share some of the quirks? Is there a certain song or a meal or something that you really have to have before you're... Especially like if it's a three-event day.
So there's one thing that I've been told is very weird. So I actually wear no socks in my spikes. Okay. I like my spikes super, super tight on my feet. So they're like, I think they're like a size 4, and I have them like tight on my feet, no socks. It's really weird. Song, I really like Eminem. I will listen to Eminem anytime before me. I have a whole just Eminem playlist.
Okay, so more aerodynamic, I assume, or something like that, or just more control, and then M&M. So we got both of those things. Let's shift gears a little bit here. We're here with Macy Schrader, getting to know her a little bit better. This is when I ask just about everybody, Hawkeyes or Cyclones, if you had to pick.
Cyclones. I've grown up a Cyclone fan, always been a Cyclone fan. Yeah.
Do you have any favorite Cyclone-related memories? Have you gone to a special event, like at Jack Trice or at Hilton or anything like that? Or
so, I mean, I've gone to a few of the football games. Probably one of my, I don't know if it's my favorite, but the thing that stuck out to me, I've always been a big Monte Morris fan. Loved him. Loved watching him play basketball. I was at one of the football games at Jack Trice, and I saw him walking up the stands. And I was like, oh my gosh. I was at by my grandma. I was like, oh my gosh, I need to go get a picture with him. You know, come take a picture of me. So I was trying to get over there, and like, I was yelling, Monte, can I get a picture with you? And I didn't. But there's a funny picture of me standing there looking at him as he's walking up the stairs, and his bodyguard is giving me the biggest side eye. It is the funniest picture ever.
I believe I've interviewed or asked a question at a press conference of Monte Morris back when I worked at Iowa State. So to make you even more jealous. So let's go ahead and kind of continue to shift gears here with Macy Schrader as we're talking about getting to know her a little bit better. What is your most prized possession, would you say, and why?
So everyone that knows me knows I am a big country girl. I show cattle, and I don't know if I'd call it a prized possession, but those animals, I don't know what I'd do without them, because they all... Every single calf that I've ever worked with, shown, whatever, has a complete different personality. And so just getting to work with them, it's like my own piece of heaven right there with them.
Well, and it's fascinating because there's been some athletes who have shown before, and it gives them, like, the Thorson family, obviously, they've had a lot of success there, too. Do you think that's given you any kind of competitive edge, especially working with these large, especially in some cases, these huge cows? I'm sure it makes sometimes when you're standing across somebody on the start-finish line a little bit different, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, just coming from the family that I come from, very, very competitive, very hard-headed family. So just, like, working with them and working with my cousins, just there's so much competitive between all of us, I think, has kind of led into my competitiveness in sports, like track and cross. But it just, it's crazy.
Do you have a favorite memory from showing? Obviously, we've asked a lot about your sports career over the years. Is there a favorite memory that you have from being in the ring?
I mean, a few years ago, I was able to win the showmanship at the Iowa State Fair, but I have a favorite memory that's not necessarily in the ring. It was an old show heifer of mine that I walked out to the field just, you know, to go look at calves, and she just comes running up. Like, she was the tamest thing ever, and she just comes running up, wanting to see if I have any feed from her, wanting some pets, and she's just the sweetest.
We're getting to know Macy Schrader, and we'll ask just a few more questions then. This is one that's on our list, and since you brought up cows, I suppose I should ask this. If you came back in your next life as an animal, would it be a cow, or would you do something else?
I don't think it'd be a cow. I don't know what it would be. Like, I think exotic animals are pretty cool. Like, something on the safari, maybe. I couldn't think.
Like a lion or a tiger or...
Oh, okay, so I just watched an animal documentary about jaguars.
Okay.
It's either jaguars or pumas. I don't remember which one. But some animal, one of those two probably I'd come back
to. So you would like to be an animal that has a car named after them.
Sure.
And it could be a four-leg feline of some kind.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Last question then for you. Obviously, we're talking in the midst of your season right now. How do you want to close out your career in green and white? Win or lose, draw, whatever. What's the way you want to be remembered as a Dutch athlete?
Just as a leader. I've really tried to be a better leader these past two seasons. I mean, across... We didn't have a whole lot of seniors. My junior year, we didn't have a whole lot of seniors on our state and district team. So, like, I want to be remembered as a leader, just a girl that everyone could go to, just a positive mindset, and just trying to bring girls joy and confidence in themselves.
Macy Schrader, it's fun to get to know you a little better. Thank you.
Thank you.